It's early afternoon, and Randall Barron at the City of Santa Rosa's Utilities Department is in the middle of a busy day.
Before Governor Brown mentioned the drought word, I was booked out 3 or 4 days ahead of time. And now, here it is the end of May, and we're booking appointments in July.
Barron is referring to the city's Cash for Grass rebate program. As the program manager, he visits homeowners and businesses who are looking for ways to cut their outdoor water use.
And I suggest ways that they can improve it, and in quite a few cases, give them a little bit of a cash incentive to do the same thing.
The program offers 50 cents for every square foot of lawn that is taken out and replaced with low water use plants. Rebate maximums are $250 for residents and $2,500 for businesses. Across the U.S., there are 40 million acres of turf grass, according to some estimates. That's more than the land dedicated to corn, wheat, and fruit trees combined, meaning that lawns and yards are the nation's largest irrigated crop.
In the summertime, it's about 60% of the water use in a typical home.
Barron's program is 6 years old, and he estimates that locally, 2.2 million square feet of lawn has been removed and replaced with low water use plants. That's about 50 football fields. And low water use doesn't necessarily mean gravel and cacti.
That's definitely a low water use landscape. But there's a lot of beautiful low water use plants out there. There's a lot of seasonal color, a lot of variability, a lot of movement in the landscape with some of the fountain grasses and deer grasses. And you can really make it really beautiful.
Barron says homeowners can ask the department if a plant qualifies or at a local nursery.
Because this program has been around for a while, I've gotten pretty familiar with low water use plants and water requirements.
This afternoon, he has an appointment in Santa Rosa at the home of Carly Cabrera.
Well, I recently bought this house. As a new homeowner, I was looking for, you know, any way to save money that I could. The owners prior to me had put in brand new turf, and I just didn't want to deal with the upkeep or the maintenance of it.
Cabrera happens to work for the county water agency.
And working for the water agency, I felt like I had to practice what I preach to and rip out that lawn, so.
Barron calculates how much money she'll receive for taking out her backyard lawn.
So out back here, you've got 280 square feet.
Okay.
So that'll get you $140 okay. for what you've already done here.
Since she didn't use her whole rebate on her backyard, she's also eligible for a rebate on the front, as well as $100 toward irrigation equipment.
So what I'd suggest, use this for cash for grass.
Okay.
Then over here, you could do just a little bit of contouring, and we'll pay for the drip equipment on that side up to that $100 worth of irrigation efficiency rebate.
Okay.
Barron tells her she has 120 days to do the landscaping in the front.
And then I call and make an appointment with you to come back out
at that point.
Okay.
But things are so busy right now in the drought-tolerant gardening world that Barron says she can have a little extra time if she needs it.
All right.
All set. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
One more satisfied customer and one less lawn is all in a day's work. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.